even though we know more than anyone else, it seems, that we are human and we're all sinful, I think people, perhaps rightly so, hold us to a higher standard.
Last week, Bishop William Walk received an accusation of inappropriate contact against Father Edward Jones involving a minor from about 14 years ago. Walk then contacted the diocese independent investigator.
That person was in contact with the victim several times over the phone because the person is out of state now. After interviewing that person and documenting it, the investigator told me that there is no reason to doubt the victim's sincerity.
The victim is not being identified by the diocese. Walk determined the accusation credible and removed Jones from all ministries in the diocese, including his pastor at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton and Sacred Heart Parishes near Tallahassee. The Attorney General's office was notified, and if criminal charges are filed, law enforcement will take over the case.
It's my understanding that none have been filed. That's up to the victim. Nonetheless, it still triggers our process and protocols.
For now, says Walk, it's too early in their investigation to determine just what punishment, if any, will be handed down by the church. A key factor is the Dallas Charter. Passed in 2002, it provides extra transparency for addressing allegations of the sexual abuse of minors by Catholic clergy. Walk believes it could inspire other victims to walk out of the shadows.
We constantly are telling people, if you know of anything, if there is an alleged abuse, then please let us know. We give them phone numbers, web pages, everything. Perhaps this might trigger a memory in someone, you know, this and other allegations around the country.
Responding to what it calls a moral catastrophe, the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops is asking the Vatican to investigate the scandal in Pennsylvania involving 300 priests and more than 1,000 children over a span of 7 decades.
Oh, gosh. I mean, just like everyone else, I think I pretty much got sick to my stomach. We knew of almost all of those, or maybe all of them. It's really posting all the names of those who had been accused or convicted over the last 70-some years. But seeing them and reading those stories was horrific. Really.
Walk applauds Vatican City's involvement, saying the American Catholic hierarchy has lost credibility when it comes to investigating such matters.
I know that's dramatic, but I believe that. That doesn't mean that I don't think we can do it, but we need an outside investigation. The problem is, and people will see it, Rome moves with glacial speed. The church has been working for 2,000 years. It doesn't move as quickly as people want it to, especially in this day and age, and so that's going to be frustrating.
Addressing the abuse scandal is just one, albeit massive, issue facing the modern Catholic Church. Walk says long-term solutions for the leadership involve getting back to the basic tenets of the faith.
We have to engage in more prayer and works of penance and the gospel. Be about the gospel more and more. Focus on that more than anything else. Position, power, anything. It has to be about service and humility. But then also in terms of the leadership, we need more lay involvement so that more people are part of the leadership, part of the decision-making, and part of the accountability in the church.
But if there's any silver lining in this latest round of allegations, it's that while people are horrified by them, it appears that actual Catholic teaching is unscathed. Walk says for now, that is the hope.
Ultimately, it's that we are all weak, all have sinned, as St. Paul says in the epistles, but God is good. God forgives. God strengthens us. God is always with us. What we are charged with is the part on earth where we need to be good and humble ourselves and serve our brothers and sisters. And that's where we're not doing such a great job, at least the church leadership.
Bishop William Walk, who prefers Bishop Bill, has led the Pensacola-Tallahassee Diocese for almost a year now. He hopes his words don't sound, as he puts it, hollow.
I am profoundly just saddened and sorry for this, and I just hope to use my ministry and my position as much as I can to serve people and help bring comfort and healing to the world. It's maddening as a new bishop to have to face this, but I'll do what I can to turn it around.
Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.